Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. We're live every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW studios. I hope you know my name by now. It is Pete Seymour, and I am your host. And I thank you so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me chatting some Paulding County athletics. And it's a basketball heavy show today. Well, because why not? District draws for the ladies. Those came out last Sunday. We'll talk about all of those matchups. Again, a big congratulations to the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders, a perfect 7-0 in conference play. They run the table, and they have the outright Green Meadows Conference crown. Once again, the GMC running through Paulding County, and congratulations to those red, white, and blue, the Lady Raiders, on a phenomenal season. Now for the boys, things are still a bit complicated. Some big games coming up in the next week. Yes, Tenora sitting atop the GMC right now, but Paulding, they are right on their heels, and they are playing some fantastic basketball as Coach Stoller and his squad a little bit later today on MySports.live taking on Lincoln View. But for today, we're talking a ton of high school boys and high school girls hoops, and here to help me do that is another commentator for MySports.live. I know we've been running through them the last few weeks, but who better to help me break down some girls' hoops and some guys' hoops than someone who has called some real big games the entire season, and he is Scoop Miller. So Scoop Miller will join me right after this short break, and we're going to get right down to it. Talking girls' hoops, talking boys' hoops. We're going to preview the Paulding girls' game a little bit later today. They take on a really good team in the form of the Delta Panthers. So yes, Panther versus Panther matchup a little bit later on today. But again, that game can be seen on MySports.live. Myself and Scoop Miller will have the call for you there. And then the Paulding boys in action also a little bit later today. That game also airing on MySports.live as it's a non-conference battle as Logan Stoller's squad will welcome in the Lincoln View Lancers. We'll break down both of those games. We'll talk about the district draws. The boys, again, happening on Sunday. That's going to be super intriguing, but some really fun matchups for some Paulding County teams on the girls' side. We will break it all down next, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
All right, we're back here on My Sports, and we are chatting high school boys and high school girls hoops, Green Meadows Conference action, things starting to wind down, and who better to join me this morning than none other than Scoop Miller. Scoop, appreciate you taking some time today, man. Thank you.
Oh, it's always fun talking with you, Pete.
So, Scoop, we have a pretty big game on tap a little bit later today. Delta invading the jungle. This is a really good Delta team, but a Paulding team that had some bumps along the way, but overall have found their stride. It'll be a tough matchup this afternoon.
Yeah, I think this is a great non-league matchup here, especially right before the tournament kicks off next week. Delta's had a fantastic season. You know, they're winners of their first 14 ball games this year in that solid Northwest Ohio Athletic League. And they come to Paulding this afternoon, what should be a good one, as Coach Matt Alano's done such a great job with the Paulding Panthers this year. They're having a fantastic season as well, looking at 15 wins right now, looking to get number 16 here. You want to be playing your best ball when the tournament rolls around, and no better way to get challenged. We're seeing a top-notch opponent, as both these teams will. So I think both coaches are certainly pleased the way this has worked out. This game got bumped back to the end of the regular season. But make no bones about it, both these teams, certainly looking ahead to the tournament, but they're not going to look past this afternoon's matchup, because this could be a big feather in the cap, whichever team is victorious here today.
And this Paulding Panther team, Scoop, I mean, they started out on a 5-game win streak and suffered a loss to a really good Montpelier team. That was at Montpelier. And then they rattle off another 6-game winning streak in the middle of the season. A couple of losses after that. But the one thing I noticed in those close losses, they haven't been able to really get to the rim, and their point totals are around, 25 to 30 points. Once they hit that 35, 40-point mark, they're almost unstoppable this season.
Well, you're right, and they're certainly capable of putting those kind of numbers up because they have all kinds of depth. You know, they can start, you know, in my opinion, any one of a number of girls, 7-8 girls, I think, could dot that starting lineup. But what that does, it gives you a bench that's going to come in, bring energy to the floor. Yeah, their shooting has improved. That's the thing I thought they struggled with early on. They're shooting from beyond, but they're starting to figure that out a little bit. They've got some good three-point threats. Mia Carr comes off the bench. She gives them a threat. And I think, of course, Brooklyn and Tori Schlatter, I think they really have upped their three-point threat. And Addie Pease is one that doesn't look to create a lot of shots. But if you give her space, she's another one that can hurt you as well.
And that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Scoop. So besides just the shooting ability, what have you seen as some of the biggest growth from this team this season?
Well, a lot of things. They're starting to play a lot more connected at the offensive end. I thought from the get-go, their defense has been very solid. They're really connected defensively. They rotate well together. But now they're starting to figure things out offensively. When they move the ball, this is a team that sees the floor very well. And when you have so many scores like the Panthers do, boy, it really makes it a tough guard. You can't just throw all your eggs in one basket as a defense. You have to play honest. And they've also done a much better job of taking care of the basketball. You know, I realize, you know, Paulding's an up-tempo team. They like to get into a track meet. They like to score points in their defense. When that happens, you're going to naturally turn the ball over a few more times. But they were a little bit, just too many turnovers that really weren't necessary. But I think they've cleaned that up a little bit. And that's a team that's going to get equal possessions to whoever they're playing. Boy, they're going to be a really tough out here when the tournament rolls around next week.
And we're going to talk about that tournament here in just a second. But before we do that, Scoop, I want to take a look at the league as a whole. And on the girls' side of things, of course, it's the Wayne Trace Raiders. They get the Green Meadows Conference crown this year. Heck of a season for the red, white, and blue. But you look at the middle of the pack there, and you have Paulding, Tenora, Fairview, and Edgerton. I think we're just starting to see the tip of what the talent really is for the GMC ladies.
Yeah, it's really been a deep league. You know, congratulations, Wayne Trace. They've had a phenomenal season to be sitting 6-0 or 7-0 in the league. That just speaks volumes. And, of course, Paulding was right there. Tenora's had a fine season. And Fairview, you know, what can you say about the Apaches? You know, they really have dominated the league here in recent years. And they're also sitting 4-2 here. And then Edgerton, here's a team that, coming in, I thought they were good enough to win the league. That's how deep this league is. They're currently sitting in fifth place, but I think that speaks volumes of just how good this league is. You have to come ready to play each and every night, or you're going to go home with an L.
So let's take a look at that tournament, and we'll start with the Paulding Lady Panthers. They play on the 13th against a really good Archbold squad. Scoop, that's a pretty intriguing matchup, I think.
Well, I think that's one of the best first-round matchups all across Northwest Ohio. You know, Paulding, the 4 seed, Archbold, the 3 seed. Paulding will have to go to the Thunderdome, where Archbold is always a tough out. Archbold's had another excellent season. Currently, the streaks are 16-5, and they've got some quality wins. You know, they got banged up by Ottawa Glandorf, as a lot of teams have this season. But that's a team that's really – They pulled out a lot of close games this season. They've got some good wins, and they're always a tough tournament team. Everybody knows that about the Archbold Blue Streaks.
And the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders, they also have a very interesting matchup. They're playing on the 15th against Riverdale, but then again, Scoop, a battle between the 4 and the 5 seeds. What do you expect from that game?
Oh, I think that's going to be another excellent game. You know, the 4-5 seeds you mentioned, the Riverdale Falcons, they've got a great season going on. They're 14-6 here as we speak here today. And they've got some quality wins. They're in that Blanchard Valley Conference, which is so loaded. And they finished just a half a game back of Liberty Benton for top honor. So when you're in the hunt for a Blanchard Valley Conference championship, you don't get there by accident. You've got some players. And they've had a great season. So I look for that to be a very intriguing first-round matchup as well.
So, Scoop, my last question for you. Any surprises for you this year? I know we had some games at the beginning of the season. You saw these Paulding Lady Panthers a lot on mysports.live, but was there anything that stuck out from the Panthers, from the Raiders, even from the Archers, that maybe was a surprise this season, or with the Green Meadows Conference in general? What intrigued you?
Well, I knew it was going to be one of those meat grinds where just so many good teams are going to knock each other off. But what really surprised me was the fact that Wayne Trace was able to run the table. You know, I just did not see that happening this year in the GMC. Now, typically, the GMC typically runs through Paulding County and both the boys and girls sides. And we knew it would again this year, with Paulding and Wayne Trace having to be two of the heavy favorites coming in. But for Wayne Trace to do it the way they did, when they put that 50-19 win against Paulding,
Yeah. Boy,
I thought that was a statement win. You know, I thought that was going to be one of those games that came down to whoever had the ball last. And wow, was that a Wayne Trace team just ready to play. So that's a team that's really gotten better as the season's unwound. Credit to Coach Bethany DiGiarnay. You know, they've done a great job. You know, they hang their hats at the defensive end. You know, they've got so much experience on that team, and that experience has paid off because those kids now that are juniors and seniors, you know, they're making such intelligent decisions with the basketball, and they just have made some great plays. They're always fun to watch because they play hard. But I think that's kind of been the main story of this season as far as girls basketball in the GMC.
Now, real quick, Scoop, I'll let you get out of here, but I want to talk about the guys just really fast because I don't know if you've seen the Tenora Rams play in person yet, but Scoop, I feel like that's the kind of ball that you would absolutely love to play. That offense they have has just been stellar throughout the entire season. They pass up good shots for better shots, and of course, not to look again into the future, but they do have a big matchup with Paulding coming up next weekend. But overall, much like the girls, the parity with the guys, Tenora's at the top right now, but again, those things can change. Wayne Trace, 4-1, Paulding sitting there 4-1, Fairview. There's a lot of teams in the middle of the pack. I just think that Tenora team, after seeing them in person, Scoop, you would absolutely love the way they play.
Yeah, I have had the privilege of watching them a couple times this year. I've called a couple of their games. So Tenora just having a fantastic season. You know, 15-3 with the schedule they play. You know, they're playing the likes, you know, of Archbowl. They're playing the Poins and so forth. And plus the meat grinder, the GMC. So they've really had a phenomenal season. I think it's still going to be tough to run the table, but they're certainly looking good. Currently sitting 5-0 as we speak right here. But again, you know, Wayne Trace, Paulding is that team, I think, is a team you probably don't want to be playing right now. Mm-hmm. And certainly Paulding could be playing spoiler in Jewel here. So we'll see how this shakes out. But another great season of GMC basketball on the boys' side as well.
I'll see you in a few hours at the Jungle for a good one tonight between Delta and the Paulding Lady Panthers. So, of course, tune into mysports.live for that. Myself and Scoop have you covered there. But Scoop, once again, thank you so much, man.
Hey, thank you, Pete. I'll look forward to this afternoon. Should be a great one.
This has been Scoop Miller, and we have plenty more My Sports right after this. Stay with me. We're back right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
My Sports rolls on here from the My 102.7 WMYW studios, and we just wrapped up our conversation with Scoop Miller helping me break down girls and boys hoops. I know we talked a little bit about the matchup coming up a little bit later today as the Paulding girls, well, they welcome in a really good Delta squad, and then the Paulding boys play an on-conference game against Lincoln View a little bit later on today. Both of those games will be airing on mysports.live. So once you get done listening to this episode, get whatever housework you need to done and then go spend the day at the Jungle for some Paulding Panther basketball. But once again, thank you to Scoop Miller for sharing so much insight. I really do appreciate your time. Let's continue talking some girls' hoops here on My Sports, and I'm going to take you back to earlier in the week, and it was a shootout. Antwerp 52, Hicksville 51, as the Antwerp Lady Archers pick up their first Green Meadows Conference victory of the season and it looked like this. Archers by three after one, 18-15, 11 apiece in the second. And then it was Hicksville outscoring Antwerp 15-9 in the third, but the difference 14-10. The Archers outscoring the Hicksville Aces in the fourth quarter for the 52-51 win. And how about Caroline Roars? 25 points to lead all scorers. Boy, was she good. Briley Bagley, she also chipped in 15 points. Claire Roars had 7 to her name, and Rayleigh Franklin also with a 3. More girls' hoops. I'm going to take you to Thursday, and we're going to talk about those Green Meadows Conference champions, the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders, and they took down Edgerton by 12. Wayne Trace 41, Edgerton 19, and leading the way, it was Caroline Winans and Corrine Winans, both in double figures. Caroline had 13, Corrine had 10. Amber Stoller also chipped in 7. Lexi more than chipped in 9, and Amber Stoller with a solid 7 points. I do have to give a shout-out real fast to leading scorer from Edgerton, Olivia Farnham. She poured in 16, and she has just been so good all season long for the Edgerton Bulldogs. But it is Wayne Trace improving, again, the unblemished record in conference play, and they are just rolling right now. We're going to get to those tournament brackets coming up here just in a little bit. There's a few more games I still need to break down. So let's talk some more Lady Archer basketball on Thursday as they picked up their second Green Meadows Conference victory after they took down Ayersville. It was a 4-point lead for the Pilots after one, but then those Lady Archers battled the rest of the way. 12 in the second, 18 in the third, 15 in the fourth. That's the difference, a 7-point victory over Ayersville, 58-51, your final. And it's back-to-back wins for the Lady Archers and back-to-back 20-point performances for Caroline Rohrer. She led the way with 24 points. Kendra Waldron from Ayersville right behind her with 23. Briley Bagley chipped in 16 big ones for the Lady Archers. Rayleigh Franklin also with 12. Alaya Friend had 4. And Mara Filippo with a bucket to her name. So let's get to those district brackets. Let's take a look. And we will start with the Paulding Lady Panthers in a matchup that me and Scoop had talked about, Paulding at Archibald. This game being played on the 13th in a very interesting matchup for Paulding in round one. It is the 4 seed against the 3 seed as the Lady Panthers draw Archibald on the 13th. So the 13th at 7 p.m., it's the 3 seed Archibald and the 4 seed Paulding. And the real interesting thing about this is who the winner will face. So, I mentioned Paulding seed 4, Archibald seed 3. Bluffton is the 5th seed, and Delta, who those Paulding Lady Panthers see a little bit later on today, they're at the very bottom of the bracket as the number 2 seed. So we could have a Paulding-Delta matchup in the second round, that game being played on the 19th. But again, Archibald, Paulding, 3 seed, 4th seed for the ladies on the 13th at 7 p.m. You won't want to miss it. So let's talk about the Green Meadows Conference champions, the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders. They will draw Riverdale. Let's take a look. Wayne Trace comes into this as the 4 seed against Riverdale, the 5 seed, all the way at the bottom of the bracket. That game will be played on the 15th at 2 p.m., and it will be at the Palace. So with Wayne Trace winning the Green Meadows Conference, unblemished record in the Green Meadows Conference, they draw Riverdale again, being played on the 15th at the Palace. Now, time to talk about the Lady Archers, who I've mentioned just pulled off a few big victories this past week, as this team really has improved throughout the entire year. And when you have some scorers like they do, they can pull out some wins anytime, any place. The Antwerp Lady Archers, they are the 8th seed. And they will be taking on Crestview, the 1 seed. That game being played on the 11th, and that will be played at the Ray in Convoy, Ohio. 6 o'clock, once again, at the Ray in Convoy, Ohio, for the Lady Antwerp Archers against Crestview. So that's a look at the tournament draws for all the Paulding County teams. I'm really excited to see how some of these matchups play out. Best of luck moving forward. And, of course, one more congratulations to the Wayne Trace Lady Raiders on their Green Meadows Conference crown. So that'll wrap up our girls basketball segment here on My Sports. It's time for a short break. When we come back, we will talk about the night that was and the week that was last night on the hardwood for the boys. Still so many things to shake out. And I'm happy you're along to do that with me right here on My Sports. We're back after this on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, We've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
My Sports continues. We just wrapped up talking some girls' hoops. And, of course, we talked to our guest today, Scoop Miller, helping me break down both of the Paulding games that are happening later on today as the Lady Panthers welcome in Delta for a showdown that we could see later in postseason play. Who knows? We might run into that road coming down the line. And also the Paulding boys there at home tonight taking on the Lincoln View Lancers, both of those games on MySports.live. I'll have the call with Scoop on the first one and then Brady Stabler on the second one. But let's rewind to last night and take a trip around the Green Meadows Conference because there is still a ton to be sorted out. And it was Paulding pulling off a big-time win against Fairview, 56-50. Panthers stay on the heels of the Tenora Rams, who they defeated Hicksville by 8, 45-37. Tenora 45, Hicksville 37, Wayne Trace 47, Edgerton 33, and then Ayersville 48 and Antwerp 46. So Ayersville over Antwerp by 2. Let's dive into the Wayne Trace game because that's a big one for Jim Linder's squad. They improved to 11-8 on the year, 5-1 in Green Meadows Conference play. Their only conference loss coming against the Paulding Panthers, and those Paulding Panthers will match up against Tenora next weekend for a showdown for the Green Meadows Conference Championship. But for Wayne Trace, leading the way, it was Tanner Lockoff. He had 20, and he was the only one in double figures for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Behind him scoring-wise, well, it was Lance Manley with 8 points, as well as Brady Miller on the score sheet with 8, as Tyson Gerber also, he chipped in 5. For Edgerton, they're having a pretty decent year, 12-8 overall. Only 2-4 in Green Meadows Conference play. For them, it looked like this, leading the way, Corey Herman. He had 11. Maddox Baker right behind him with 9. Also contributing is Kellen Sanchez with a few buckets to his name. But the score by quarter, and this really tells the story, 14-9, Wayne Trace getting out in front early. 10-11, Edgerton battles back as they have all season long. This is a pretty good group of Edgerton Bulldogs. 10 points in the third for Wayne Trace, only 3 for Edgerton, and that's been the story all season long. Wayne Trace outscoring their opponents in the third quarter by an absolute ridiculous amount. 10-3 here, 13-10 in the fourth. That gives us our final 47-33. Wayne Trace improving to 11-8, 5-1 in Green Meadows Conference play, and Edgerton 12-8, 2-4 in the conference. The junior varsity Raiders over Edgerton 47-24, and the freshmen 37-15. So congratulations to the Wayne Trace Raiders on a nice win last night against those Edgerton Bulldogs. Let's talk about one of the hottest teams in the area right now, the Paulding Panthers and Logan Stoller's squad. 8 in a row, looking for 9 today against Lincoln View. As I mentioned, that game airing on MySports.live a little bit later today, following the girls, so doubleheader girls and boys action coming up from the jungle again. Paulding welcoming in Lincoln View, looking for their 9th straight victory. But let's take you back to last night and a guy that led the way for the Paulding Panthers. Yes, Blake Roanhouse, he has just been pouring in 20-point games nonstop. He has really elevated his game. And the backcourt of the Paulding Panthers in general has really stepped up. And one guy who's scoring dropped off a little bit in the middle of the year, but boy, was he the difference maker last night. Kane Jones, 15 points for the Paulding Panthers. He did it shooting from the field. He did it off the drive. And he's all around really good defender and really good rebounder. And I know I mention this every single week in the fact that Logan Stoller's guards have to be good rebounders, and they are tremendous rebounders. He gets the job done, as well as Blake Roanhouse, their leading rebounder and leading scorer. And their front court as well has really stepped up in a big way. Grady Barton's a name that I think of. But these Paulding Panthers on a roll right now, and I'm excited to see how they perform, as I mentioned, a little bit later today at the Jungle. So with that victory, let's take a look at the Green Meadows Conference standings right now. Only one team without a blemish, but guess what? They run into each other next week. Paulding and Tenora, they're going to square off for the GMC title next week, and it's going to be a heck of a matchup. Watching both of those teams all year and watching Tenora against Wayne Trace and how they were able to pick apart that Wayne Trace defense, I'm excited to see how the athleticism of Paulding matches up against that really good and talented offense of the Tenora Rams. So let's take a look at the standings as it looks right now. For Boys Hoops in the Green Meadows Conference, well, it is Tenora, 6-0 in league play, 16-3 overall. Holdings 5-1, 11-8. Wayne Trace 5-1, 11-8. Fairview 3-3, 7-12. Edgerton 2-4, 12-8. Ayersville 2-4, 6-13. Hicksville 1-5, 7-12 overall. Antwerp Bowen 6, 4-16. And the schedules the rest of the way, well, as I mentioned, for Paulding, playing a little bit later on today, a non-conference game against Lincoln View, and then after that, they are at Tenora and then at Bryan, and that is a lid on the regular season for the Paulding Panthers. For the Archers, they will take on Eden. That is at the range next Saturday, and then they will wrap up the season, regular season, I should say, against Hicksville, a Green Meadows Conference game on Friday, February 14th. Both of their last games home at the range. Well, for Wayne Trace, after defeating Edgerton, responding to that loss against Kaleida, they have Delphus Jefferson, that one taking place a little bit later on today. That is at the Jeff Katz house, and then they travel to Fairview to wrap up the conference schedule before coming back home to the Palace to take on Lima Shawnee. That is February 15th, so games a little bit later today for Wayne Trace, and then next Friday and next Saturday until the red, white, and blue round out their 2025 schedule. So that is a look at the Green Meadows Conference from one evening ago. Little breakdown of this past week, and of course, the boys' draw happening on Sunday. Can't wait to see where the Paulding County teams get placed. All right, that's our boys' coverage for the week. So we've talked girls, we've talked boys, and we talked to our guest today, Scoot Miller. Only one more thing left to do. That is to hand out some thank yous and, of course, to talk about our MySports.live slate of games. All that and plenty more coming up next. We put a lid on MySports after this right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
All right, we're back here on My Sports to put a lid on this one like we do each and every week with our MySports.live slate of games and, of course, some thank yous we need to pass out. And I'll start by thanking our guest today. I know I already have once, but I can't thank Scoot Miller enough. I'll see him a little bit later today at the Paulding Girls game. We'll have that one for you on MySports.live along with the boys to follow, myself and Brady, on that second one. But Scoop, thank you so much for the insight. I really, really do appreciate you taking some time and chatting some boys and girls hoops with me. It's been a really fun season, and I'm glad that I've helped you, and we're all glad that we've had you at MySports.live to help us along through it. So let's get down to it. Our MySports.live slate of games, I'm going to take you through the rest of the schedule. As it looks right now, I know I've said it a few times, the Delta and Paulding girls, they go at it about 3 p.m. today, myself and Scoop with the call for you on MySports.live. Corbin and Scoop will then have the Antwerp and Eden boys game, that one a little bit later tonight. Varsity starting about around 7, JV at 6, and then myself and Brady will have Lincoln View and Paulding for some non-conference action from the jungle, and it really should be a fun one. So let's look into next week. Again, not too many more games coming up on MySports.live, but if you missed any from this past year, they're all archived for on-demand viewing access. Next week, only three for you, Friday, Saturday, Saturday. It is the Antwerp boys against Hicksville. That one tipping off on Friday with Garrett and Scoop. And then Brady and Scoop will have both games on Saturday for you. And it's the tournament game for the Wayne Trace girls, the Green Meadows Conference champions. They will take on Riverdale again, 2 p.m. at the Palace. Brady and Scoop have you covered. And then Shawnee and Wayne Trace boys meet a little bit later that night, also at the Palace, with Brady Stabler and Scoop Miller on the call. So that's a look at your MySports.live slate of games coming up here for the next week. Some tournament action on MySports.live. I also have to point out, we do a few wrestling matches each and every year. This one this past week was on air and is on demand for viewing access. The Paulding Panthers, they had a match at the Jungle. So if you missed it, hop on to mysports.live, check it out, give it a watch, give it a listen, and support those wrestling athletes as well. I've talked to a lot of wrestling coaches this year, and the hard work that these athletes put in really deserves to be shown. So get out to the rest of the wrestling events for the rest of the season. If you can't, then you can watch the one that we had air this past week from the Jungle on mysports.live. All right, time for a few thank yous. That's our mysports.live slate of games, but we have to thank our sponsors because without them, I wouldn't be here doing this. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Sweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Thank you so much for your support, not just this season on My Sports, but through every season on My Sports. I couldn't do it without the help of you, and I couldn't do it without the help of our listeners. So one more thank you goes out to you guys today for keeping My Sports rolling in. Thank you, the listener, so much for tuning in each and every week to another edition. Well, we talked to our guest today, Scoot Miller. We talked a lot of boys' hoops. We talked a lot of girls' hoops. And I'm so excited to see how the boys' draw plays out on Sunday in a big week of Green Meadows Conference basketball coming up for the guys. So right now, Tenora at the top. But again, things could change moving forward. Well, that will do it for me today, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. Have a safe week, Paulding County. And I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, right here from the My1027 WMYW studios. Until then, you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.